Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. I am your host Dee, and we are here to help you fold spirituality into your everyday, knowing that the two do not have to conflict, that they serve each other. Oh, I'm taking a big deep breath here. We are on our very first show at this new time. Yeah, so we'll be meeting on Tuesdays every week from here forward at 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. A few of you asked questions about what AST stands for when I put that out. But yes, Atlantic Standard Time, it's a real thing. Don't make it up. Couple quick things to tell you about. Be tomorrow. Tomorrow is our day for midweek wisdom, so join us on Facebook. You can check the Now Age Wellness Facebook page or my own page, Danita Nicole. That's my full name. I answer to both that and Dee. We began a Crystals 101 in-person class yesterday, and I am so excited for you guys to learn about these magical stones and how to use them to support your mind, body, and spirit. And very, very, very exciting, guys, coming up later this week. Keep your eyes open. I will be announcing a level 1 and 2 Reiki intensive that will be held on Maui coming up this October. Yeah, so it's coming up soon, but there are only a few spaces, no more than 6 people. And details will be coming out, but everything's set in stone. I just have to get to putting the information together for you guys. So if you'd like information on that, you can also always drop me a PM or an email at info@nowagewellness.com. Information will go up on the website, www.nowagewellness.com, really, really soon. That said, let's get to it today. I want to talk about change. Yeah, change and transformation. I tried to talk about this a little bit last week, but hit an array of technical difficulties, everything from a shaky Wi-Fi connection to the yard guy who takes care of the property where I live deciding to mow the lawn exactly at showtime. So I had to kind of laugh to myself and know that it just means we needed to take a breath and talk about it one more time with a little more clarity. Yeah. So change and transformation. Yeah. It's who we are, guys, because at the end of the day, we are energetic beings. Again, science is on board with this. There's no question about it. There's no argument about it. We all agree. The metaphysical folks, the scientists, oh, I think the atheists agree. We are energetic beings. Yeah. We're a collection of ions, molecules, and atoms interacting together. As energetic beings, stagnation is actually our least comfortable place, right? Anytime, and we don't really truly reach stagnation, but within our lives, yeah, it feels that way sometimes, doesn't it? Where you feel like things are just staying the same, where nothing's exciting, where you just can't get moving, where you want something different, but calling it in is really difficult. And once you do, it's even more difficult, right? We have a lot of emotions attached to change. It can be scary or exciting or frustrating. It can also be freeing and life-affirming. It can be inspiring. Yeah, and it can be a major source of joy. So you really get a choice on how it is you want to approach the changes that you are bringing forth in your life. And you're always going to be bringing them. Yeah, again, because you're an energetic being. As energetic beings, we like to be in motion. And that can mean different things for different people. It doesn't mean you have to keep moving around the world, that you can't have a home base. Yeah. It might mean that you change your job. It might mean that you take a new way home every day. It might mean that you buy something different at the grocery store this week than you did last week, right? We do change in the smallest of ways and change in really, really large ways as well. Oh, I have to apologize. I got carried away with our topic here and forgot to give you guys the phone number. If we have time at the end of the show, I will always take questions or comments. And if you guys are interested in an Oracle card reading, we can make that happen as well. The number for that is 619-924-9710. Yeah. And back to change here, right? So we ask for change, and more than that, we need change in order to keep living. But more often than not, we make it more complicated than is really necessary. And that's just because human beings have a way of having fun with themselves doing that, right? But we forget that it's not actually all that fun and unnecessary. So here's the thing. Guys, no matter what kind of change you're making, it actually affects you across of your levels. What do I mean by that? So when we talk about energetic beings, we're talking about an auric field involved, right? An electromagnetic energy that radiates from the physical body. This, again, confirmed by science, measured by science, totally detectable, no question whether or not it exists. Between the metaphysicians and the scientists, the more traditional Western scientists, yeah? So when you ask for change, say on the physical level, like, I'd like a new apartment, it's not simply just changing your home that's going to happen. It actually will affect your energy across all of the levels, yeah? So it's going to affect your mental energy. It's going to affect your emotional energy, and it's going to affect your spiritual energy. And sometimes when you need changes and you're not sure why, you're like, hey, I have a great home. Why would I possibly change this? It's because there is something that is not quite as balanced as it could be for where your soul is at in that moment on one of these other levels, right? So if you're looking at life simply for the physical, you're not going to be able to fully grasp what's happening for you, nor are you going to be able to fully take advantage of the opportunities that lie within that for you. Yeah. So if you're changing your apartment, you now have a chance to change your foundation. Yeah. To change how you ground yourself in the world and where you ground yourself, where you connect to on the earth. Even if it's a difference of about, 5 miles, when we're talking about energetics, that can be a world of difference. So know that even the small changes really truly affect you on all of these levels. And so often we find ourselves facing anxiety once we are dealing with change that we actually asked for. And we do, on whatever level, conscious or unconscious, asks for these changes to happen. For example, maybe I'm asking for a new job, and I got a new job, and now all of a sudden, the day before my new job starts, or maybe the moment before I walk into my new job, I am filled with anxiety. Why would that be? Yeah. There are so many possibilities of things that we create for ourselves, almost pull us out of the experience of change, of living in that change that we created for ourselves. And it could be, dude, I'm really scared I'm going to mess up and everyone's going to laugh at me. I'm scared I'm not good enough. I'm scared this will not bring me as much as my last job. I'm scared it's actually going to cost me something. Yeah. whatever the anxiety is, whatever the insecurity is, it's actually a gift moment for you. Yeah, a moment to look a little deeper and see what part of yourself is being revealed, what part of yourself is saying, hey, I'm bringing this change so you can look at me. Yeah, so you can see me and decide what it is, how it is we live together. Yeah, so that could be your self-esteem. Right? Or that could be your sense of worth. I guess that's the same as your self-esteem. Right? Or that could be your fear of failure or your sense of success. These things are for you. When you live in the world of infinite possibility, which is purely choice, guys, this is a mindset. But when you live in the world of infinite possibility, there's no way that any change will cost you more than you have to give. Does that make sense? There's no way. And that's because there is an infinite supply of energy in the world, right? It's you don't have to look to your physical body as your source of energy, because we have that from source, from the true source, from that universal energy that floats around within and around all of us if we choose to allow it. So, if you're approaching your change with a scarcity mindset of, I don't know if I'll have enough energy. I don't know if I'll have enough know-how. I don't know if I'll have enough clothing. I don't know if I'll have enough to also do what I need to do when I get home. I don't know if I'll have enough time. Gosh, with this new change, I don't know if I'll have enough money. All of these things are different ways of saying the same thing. And it comes down to your relationship with Source, your relationship with what is at the core of all that is, and knowing that there is an infinite supply. But if you choose, you can move forward with a scarcity mindset, which makes moving through change a lot scarier. Yeah, and a lot harder. Because if you're already putting a limitation on what this change can bring in for you, you've constrained yourself. Yeah, you've tied your hands. And now going forth into this new area. And you don't have to do that. It's so simple. Honestly, guys, flipping that switch of saying, I live in the world of infinite possibility, I wonder what this is going to bring for me. Yeah. And so it becomes changing your relationship to the world around you as one that allows for wonder. One where the universe can surprise you. Yeah. One where you are not absolutely controlling every aspect of what is coming into your world, because that means you are limiting it. Yeah. So when you set out to create change for yourself, it's okay to set goals. It's okay to manifest. But at the end of every goal setting and every manifestation in your conversation with the world around you, with the universe, with your reality, I highly suggest adding the words, this or something better. Yeah, I can give you a really good personal example of this for myself that I've been going through just these past couple weeks. Yeah, I set out for myself that I wanted to change my employment outside of Now Age Wellness, outside of my own business. Yeah, and I wanted to bring in a new experience. And I decided on one area that I'd be really, really good at, yeah? And in this area, I'm really pretty qualified for it. There was as soon as I decided that this is the area I want to focus on, the universe brought me an opportunity. Yeah, and it was great. I didn't even have to go looking for it. It fell in my lap. I was so excited, and I went in to give this a shot with this new person, exactly the kind of job I was hoping for. And I looked around, and I found that it wasn't exactly what I wanted after all. Why? They didn't want to utilize the skills I was bringing to the table. They kind of wanted a lackey, yeah, someone that would just do what they asked. They did not want to offer the financial compensation I requested. And they did not want to work with the time that I had available. So all of these things come down to being appreciated for your true worth, right? For me, when I stopped and I looked at all of these things that were the problems, I'm saying, oh, hey, look, this change that was brought in, the one that now I'm saying, no, that's not what I want, even though it's what I asked for. The change that was brought in brought me this gift of saying, oh, the reason I'm doing this all is because I really want to live what I'm worth. I want to share what I'm worth, and I want what I'm worth to be appreciated, right? So that's the spiritual gift that comes underneath the simple desire to put myself in a new employment situation. And the part of this is, guys, is once you shake hands with the universe, once you say, yes, I'm ready, willing, and able to do what it takes to make these changes that I want. Although it's not often the way that we're expecting, right? So I was expecting this one thing to work out, and it absolutely did not, which is fine. Because as soon as I let go of the idea that this didn't work out and that it wasn't because I wasn't good enough, right? So we're coming back to worth, that it had nothing to do with my worth. Then the very next day, a perfect opportunity fell in my lap. So it was a similar opportunity, but at this place, they are excited about what I have to offer, excited for the knowledge that I bring to the table and folding it into the work that's already done there. They're excited to offer me more compensation than the other place, right? And I say this just as an example, because it happens over and over again that you'll get what you ask for. And the world will say, are you sure this is what you really want? And when you look at it, if the answer is no, there's still a gift there for you, right? There's still a gift within that for you to ask yourself, why did I call forth this change? And once we really understand that, you can dig even deeper. You can lean into it even more. And you can have what it is your soul is truly desiring come into your life. And that, guys, is where fulfillment happens. But so often we make it stressful for ourselves. Yeah. And we do this in a lot of ways. And I know that sometimes we use stress as a way to hurdle ourselves forward. But guys, what if you didn't have to hurdle forward? What if you could just walk? Right? What if you don't have to hate a place? What if things don't have to be awful for you to walk away? What if you can walk away when things are full of love and joy and you know you'll miss everything and it almost feels like you're giving something up as you move forward towards something even more? Right? You don't need the stress. You don't need the stress. And so often it's as simple as a change in perspective. Yeah. It's like I'm sitting in my living room doing this show today. I often do it from a studio that we have here at the house, but that area is not functional today. And all of a sudden I'm seeing the exact same view out my window, but I'm seeing it differently because I'm on a different level. From here, I can actually see further, I can actually see the bigger picture, and sometimes the world presents itself this way. It's kind of like driving through the fog, or hey, walking through the fog too. Don't worry, guys, if you're not a driver, that's cool. But where only what's within a few feet in front of you is revealed. And then as you keep going, more is revealed. Or as you are coming up on an object, say a street lamp, you can see it coming, it looks the same way, but and then you get alongside of it, and all of a sudden it looks different. And then you get to the other side of it, and you look back, and it looks different still. So sometimes things are just a shift in perspective. Yeah. And there's one of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Thomas Geisel, also known as Dr. Seuss, where he says, if you don't like the way the world looks, stand on your head and look at it that way. Okay. This is another way of saying that, guys, if you feel like you're in a situation that cannot be changed, this is completely untrue. At no point in time in your life are you in a situation that you cannot change. Here's why. Because you can change yourself within the situation. Yeah. You always have an opportunity for change and transformation whenever you want it. And it's okay to want it. It doesn't mean things are bad. It's not a judgment on anything else. It just is and is because you're an energetic being, because you want to be free to express, because the movement of your energy feels good. Yeah? And there's so many times where we tell ourselves that the change isn't practical. When actually, guys, holding yourself in stagnation is what is spiritually impractical. Yeah. So don't be afraid to open the door of possibility. If there's some nudge inside of you that's saying, hey, maybe I should try something new in this area of my life. And you will... the gifts that will come with it, things that are greater than you'll ever be able to imagine. Why? Because you won't be able to see it from where you're sitting. You're going to have to get up and change perspective. Yeah. Things are always moving. Things are always shifting. One of the keys within all of that is to stay grounded. What do we mean by staying grounded? This term is thrown around so much. Yeah. We talk about it all the time. Oh, I'm not grounded. Right? We all kind of know what that feels like, but really it's those moments where you're hitting your head on cabinet doors and not knowing why, where you're kind of walking into the side of things, you know, all of a sudden your hips seem to take up way more space than they used to because you keep running into things. It's, you know, your hip size hasn't changed. It's really a matter of staying grounded, which means staying present to what's going on around you, yeah? Staying in the moment energetically rather than allowing yourself to spin off into the future or finding yourself stuck in the past. Guys, in the past is where anxiety lives. That's where depression lives. When we are looking towards the future, that's where apprehension is. Yeah. But here in the present, here in the now, regardless of what is changing around us, we have a moment to sit here and say, world, show me what you got. Yeah, surprise me. Dazzle me with the wonder that is possible in this world. Yeah. It's one of the coolest things about being human, you know, it really, really is. And if you guys, there are some easy practices for staying grounded in life. But really, it comes down to the things that bring you back to the moment you're in and not thinking about the what ifs or what if I had. Yeah. It's the one that's saying what is right now. How's this feel right now? What's going on with my fingers? You can always bring yourself back to your body to bring yourself into the grounded present. Why? Because your body is only in the present. It's only in the here and now. So if you ask yourself, what does my nose feel like right now? What does my nose feel like? You're not going to answer what your nose feels like 2 weeks from now because it doesn't exist. It's not real, right? This crazy linear time thing we've created for ourselves, we can use it as something to move us forward, but we can also use it as constraint, something to keep us limited into the third dimension. In and of itself, isn't really all that practical. And at the end of the day, you guys know I am about practicality. It's got to work. It's got to work in our lives as human beings because we're here to be human beings. Yeah, we're here to offer everything we have. And the moment that we start burying or holding on or whatever it is, crazy thing that we may have created for ourselves, is the moment that we hold ourselves back. And it almost feels like you want to implode, right? So quick, fast, and easy ways out of that, even as you're going through massive changes, is simply to come back to the present, to connect to the earth, to connect to nature, to connect to the nature of your own body. And if you can do that, keeping the joy in change, keeping the wonder, keeping the thrill, keeping the excitement, that will become the easy part. So believe it or not, we are heading towards the end of the program here. Just want to remind you guys, if you need more info, www.nowagewellness.com. You can always drop an email about which topics you'd like to discuss or hear about. You can ask your questions there if you can't call in. Pardon me. And reminder to join us on Facebook, Now Age Wellness on Facebook, for tomorrow's Oracle Card Fun and Play. You get to pick out your card. Come back later in the day. You'll see the comments for explaining what wisdom that card is bringing you. You won't even have to come back and check because if you comment, Facebook will notify you automatically. Hey, cool. I also want you guys to keep an eye out for Reiki retreats. The first one will be announced this week, and it will be happening on the island of Maui. We will also be doing some here on the island of St. Croix coming in 2018. And then, boy, I am looking forward to a level one Reiki training coming up this weekend as well. Yeah, so self-empowerment. Really great grounding techniques within Reiki, spiritual development on levels I can't even begin to explain to you with words. Yeah, it's something you got to experience for yourself. So if you guys are interested in any of that, drop me a PM, an email, visit the website. You know how to find me. Otherwise, join me back here next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and we'll give you a few more tips on managing to fold spirituality into your practical reality right now. Have a great night, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, nowagewellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at nowagewellness.com and let your healing begin.